Hi, it's Patrick here. And I don't know about you, but when I'm writing an email, I often hesitate before I write the sign-off. Should I write best wishes to someone I don't know, even if they've just written best wishes to me? Should I always write cheers to some friends, laters to others, and love, yes, love to others? I could go on, but I won't. I'll let Alina Simone take over. She's even more tormented about this than I am. A much more entertaining. Here she is.
Remember being a sad weirdo in high school and feeling so insecure you just kind of cop other people's style? Sculpting your hair into a black Aquanet spire to fit in with the goths? Shredding the skin off your knees, doing ollies to impress the skaters? Okay, that's just me, but I thought I'd at least kiss that grim, grasping feeling goodbye. Actually, it confronts me every day, almost every hour, in the form of the email sign-off. Am I the only one who feels like nothing fits, that all those regards and bests are like the worst? And the international options, ciao and suerte and bise and, God forbid, tatty bye, don't help. They hurt a lot. There are days I would willingly shave off my eyebrows just to be excused from ever thinking about email sign-offs again. Mostly, I just wait for that merciful plateau to arrive in an e-relationship when you can finally drop the sign-off. Here is the detente that I've reached. Baka baka for my Russian friends. It means bye-bye and feels okay. Warmly, with people I don't know. Meh. Hugs for everyone at the world. No one's complained. And for my family, nothing. Because they're stuck with me. Even if I start using tatty bye. But this week, I've decided to rally. To embark on a Goldilocks-type quest for the ideal sign-off, one unique to me. Just like the colonial war reenactor I just interviewed who signs off, yours in liberty. Perfect, right? So I took to Facebook, where some truly horrifying options instantly emerged, like Toodles and Ta for Now. Then came the inscrutable hipster acronyms that make old people sad. TTYL, anyone? GG? Sorry, no. My favorite of the bunch was Stay Classy, but I fear Stay Classy is like some gold lamé dress I buy on impulse, only to have my friends look at me and go, how about you stay classy? I invited my friend Steven over to be my sign-off spirit guide. His sign-offs are the best. Again, they probably wouldn't work for me, but suit him to a T. Like the Spanglish, hasta then, so much better than just later. Or the casually guillotined, as evs. According to Steven, the ideal sign-off requires both humor and speed. Keep it light and don't overthink it. But even Steven makes mistakes.
Well, I don't sign off all best anymore because I once sent one that I thought said all best to somebody at Ralph Lauren, and my finger moved and I wrote ass best. And they blocked my emails.
My Facebook friends also shared mortifying sign-offs they'd received from non-English speakers like, thanks, sir, mister, and the sinister-sounding, I look forward to your cooperation. Even if it's the safest option, though, Steven still won't be switching to sincerely anytime soon. Oh, unless he secretly hates you.
Because when you think about it, sincerely is the nicest, because you're telling somebody you're sincere. You're giving them all of your true feeling. But it sounds cold.
This whole time, I'm nodding along, smiling, but when Steven digs into cheers, my heart takes a plunge.
I don't like cheers if cheers is coming from an American. I think it has no place here. What are we going to do? Say Lori next? Lift? You know? Really.
Guilty, guilty, guilty. Not only do I long to say Lori and lift, but I yearn to use gobsmacked and knackered, and especially cheers, which sounds so sophisticated when my British editor at The World, Patrick Cox, tosses it off, but apparently makes me sound like a tosser. This may sound like a tangent, but a while back I fell in love with the Danish TV series Borgen. Borgen makes me want to move to an ill-lit apartment in Copenhagen and spend my days mooning around cafes with brooding young men. I won't even try to pronounce it in Danish, but it means castle and serves as a nickname for the parliament. To me, it felt like a sign-off. So I started using it with my Borgen-watching friends, and then they started using it too. True, people who don't watch Borgen won't get it, but do they even matter? When nothing makes sense, why not embrace the nonsensical? for the world, Borgen, I'm Alina Simone.
And yes, Alina and I do Borgen each other in emails several times a week. This music, by the way, is the signature tune to the TV series, which the Danes call Born. Pretty language, Danish. I need to pick up on that mention of Cheers. I must confess to having a thing about Cheers. I don't especially like the term, but I use it as a default sign-off a fair old bit. And Alina's friend Stephen, he's right. Americans just don't need to use it. And here's the time it's really not a good idea to use it. I may have gone on this rant before in the pod. Excuse me if I have. But here's what happens. It happens pretty often. You're in a public place somewhere in America, coffee shop, restaurant, wherever. And the barista or waiter, they hear your British accent. And so just to make you feel at home, this person says cheers to you. The motivation is completely laudable. This person, like so many Americans, is just being accommodating, open, kind-hearted, all of those things that as a non-American in America, you associate with this country. Americans are so much better at this than we Brits are. But you know what it does when an American says cheers to me? There is an unintended consequence. It instantly reminds me that I am not at home. I'm not in the UK. And what's more, that this welcoming person is letting me know, but in changing his or her vocabulary, that I'm not local either, that I'm different, that I say things like cheers. Like I say, mainly I'm incredibly grateful to Americans for their open-mindedness, for their embrace of difference, for their cherished ideal of what this country is, a nation of immigrants. It's so much of a better attitude than nearly everywhere else on earth. America, I love you for that. I have the citizenship to prove it. Just please don't say cheers. If it helps, I promise not to say yo brother. Okay, leave your comments, your complaints, your own pet email sign-offs at pri.org/language or post something at the World in Words Facebook page or tweet me. My Twitter handle is Patrick Cox. See you next time.